Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Ah! Old Coldplay.
Anybody get busted yesterday or Saturday?
Actually, yeah. A few people got busted with their lover. And those people were the Cats.
Oh, they brought Lord Stanley, huh? Oh, look at, damn, Zito was traveling.
Zito was going everywhere. Seth Jones, Aaron Ekblad, Gustav Forsling, and Bill Zito were,
they brought. Does that get you in the building of whatever concert you want to go to?
You get in free?
The Panthers?
Yeah.
I imagine the Panthers.
Like, if I'm walking in with Lord Stanley, you just got to let me in.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I don't even have to show you a pass.
Whatever Panthers player has their hand on the cup, they could go in?
I would think so. I think that I would
imagine they have a suite.
They were in a suite. Yeah. And then, of course, Aaron Ekblad drank out of the cup because...
After the seal drank out of the cup?
Well, that is fair, Vlad. I don't know what day that was.
I don't know. Really.
Dude.
You think Aaron Ekblad cares?
Wait.
No, they don't.
Vlad, that's the difference between us
and them.
Because we want a track. We want documents on who has ate what from the cup and when was the last time the cup was clean.
Right. What were the things that you used to clean?
What products?
Yes, exactly.
You guys are claiming right now that Seth Jones would be wary of the seal and Aaron Ekblad would not.
Yes, he would not be drinking. Seth is not drinking.
I don't think that's fair.
Popeye's son would not allow.
I don't think that's fair.
Popeye's son would not allow Seth to drink. No,
I'm telling you,
not from that cup without being clean.
Yo, you know why? Because here's what intangibles do. Wow, Stanley Cup! Yeah,
talk about. Dade South deserves a credit. I see what you did there, Dade South. That was good.
Dade South says, the seal gave Zito a kiss from a rose.
I see what you did there. That was good.
Point for
Twitcher. Hey, by the way, that Super Bowl commercial was funny.
I did like that one. The Mountain Dew one? The Mountain Dew one? Yeah, this was the Hard Rock tweeted this out, Hard Rock Stadium. This is them all with the cup. They're on the infamous cup cam. And, there goes Aaron Ekblad drinking from his cup. His cup runneth over. Wow.
I would guess that Stanley Cup just get you in.
I would think so.
That you don't need it. Right. I don't need your ID. I don't need to show anything.
If you can't get in, talk to the group performing. They will bring you up on stage.
I would think so. You would think that has to get you in. So this cup has been this cup's been traveling, dude.
You know what would have been funny?
Yeah.
If one of the Panthers players was like friends with an Edmonton Oiler, and the Oiler was behind the cup, and then he has to hide.
McDavid caught with the cup.
McDavid is with the cup, and now, oh my God. Yeah, he has to hide because, you know, you can't touch the cup if you've never won it.
You can't be celebrating.
You can't be celebrating, but you can't touch the cup if you've never won it. Like, that's the thing. So you can't be by the cup. And what if McDavid was there with Ekblad? Say they were friends, and he wanted to go see Coldplay, and they said, hey, that's the Florida Panthers. And McDavid is there, and.
He
got to hide. He got to hide with the cup. He got to hide from the cup.
So far, the cup has been with Matthew Tkachuk, who took it to St. Louis, Seth Jones also got it for a trip in Dallas. Looks like he also took it to a some kind of charity event. Good on him. Then Bill Zito had it in the Keys. He took it to Theater of the Sea, a marine mammal park in Isle Mirada. The esteemed Panthers, president of hockey operations, shared it with his friends and some sea lions.
He looks like a sea lion.
Bill Zito?
I let me take shots of the two-time Stanley Cup.
I'm just saying. The first thing I thought was savesies.
And then,
oh, Jay Fixer, minus one.
Minus one.
He doesn't look like a sea lion.
Hey, look, if he had a bald head right now, if it was all the way bald, look at that. Him and the sea lion. tell you what, that sea lion could run my organization anytime.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's good. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport, Sorrento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. If you guys want to check on the Panthers website, the front page of the Panthers website, they have a cup tracker, which lets you know everywhere where the cup is going. So,
hey, you know, each year they win the cup, they go more in depth with their website.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty amazing that now we can track the cup.
Man. Yeah.
Hey, those other teams can't because they don't have it long enough to fix their website.
Nope.
You start winning all of a sudden. Hey, we have positions open for our social media.
Has anybody besides Sergei Bobrovsky started working out? We know Bob's already swimming in Russia, but has anybody else besides Bob started working out, or is everybody partying still?
No. They're partying. One guy got married. He just got married.
Sam Bennett got married. Kachuk got married.
I need Kachuk to just get healthy. We don't know if he needs surgery yet.
Yeah. Duncan Robinson also got married.
Did he?
Yeah. When you signed that 3-year, $48 million deal, yeah, it's time to get married.
Time to get Look going. Summer of love. Summer of love for the Cats.
You know, Duncan Robinson's made $136 million.
Yeah, well, two of his years aren't really guaranteed on this deal. It's only this year that's truly guaranteed. I think only like $2 million left guaranteed after this year. I think people are scared of that back. Mm. I don't know. But, hey, he's still got a $90 million deal plus 16 guaranteed. So, hey,
can I just tell you
106,
this,
not too shabby for an undrafted player.
Yeah, I would just say this. If a team really needs a shooter and they don't have the, like, they can withstand the Duncan 2-for-2.
Yeah.
Right?
Duncan Robinson's going to
He's going to shoot well over the long haul.
Unless Duncan Robinson's back is made out of stained glass window and he just can't do it anymore, Duncan Robinson's going to make no less than $12, $13 million a year for the rest of his career.
Yep.
You know? Like, it's
everybody going to need a shooter.
Everyone's going to need a shooter. Like, if he's going to be mercenary shooter for hire, like, someone's going to be like, Duncan Robinson? Who's going to say no? Miami Dolphins, we'll get back into them a little bit. Mike McDaniel had some thoughts. Minka Fitzpatrick did speak to the media today. He's fired up to be a Miami Dolphin. But the Marlins, who will be taking on the Cardinals tonight, Hall of Fame inductions were yesterday. And CeCe Sabathia was inducted. Yep. Ichiro was inducted to the Hall of Fame, along with Billy Wagner. Those were your modern entries into the Hall of Fame. Ichiro. Go ahead,
Leroy. He reminded me of like Tony Gwynn, like from the standpoint of the guy could hit with power if he wanted to, but he didn't. He was just a guy that you couldn't really strike out. Tony Gwynn was the same way.
Ichiro, of course, got his 3,000th hit with the Miami Marlins, and yesterday in his speech said he almost was unfamiliar with this squad when he agreed to sign up for them.
And to the Miami Marlins, I appreciate David Sampson and Mike Hill for coming today. Honestly, when you guys called to offer me a contract for 2015, I have never heard of your team.
We live here, and we didn't.
But I came to love my time in South Florida. Even in my mid-40s, I grew as a player, surrounded by all those young, talented teammates. The way they jumped out of the dugout in Colorado to celebrate my 3,000th hit is something I will never forget. Their happiness to share that moment with me was so genuine and sincere. Thank you for giving me the chance to reach 3,000 hit as a Marlin and with those teammates.
There you go. Ichiro Suzuki going into Cooperstown yesterday.
You know, it's amazing. Like, I've never heard one person say anything bad about Ichiro, right? Like, wherever he went, he did his thing.
Cool guy.
Like, you knew why he was there.
Yep.
You knew what he was going to do. The man could put the bat on the ball, and there was nothing you could do to stop him.
He was awesome. So, congratulations to him. Congratulations yep. to CeCe. And that's all the congratulations for.
Hey, what was his Carnell? What's his real name?
Oh, man.
Ooh, CeCe?
CeCe, yeah.
Is his name?
Karsten Charles Sabathia
Jr.
Karsten
Charles. Chicka, chicka, chicka. Like the Charleston Chew?
Yes.
Looked like he had a lot of Charleston Chew in his life.
Oh, yeah. But then he stopped. And you then always he became terrible.
Fat CeCe was better than skinny CeCe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He lost his velocity.
Fat CeCe could throw the ball, like, yeah, with velocity and movement.
Who else was like that? That the big version of him was better than the small version? Because they lost their it factor. Remember, who was it that played for Detroit? He tried to go on a little diet.
Miguel Cabrera?
His son play.
No, you're talking about Prince Fielder.
Prince Fielder.
Prince Fielder tried to become a vegan.
Yeah. He's still big.
Yeah. When he became vegan, couldn't lift a bat.
Marlins ruined their derby day. Came in there, everybody was excited. Nope, sorry. Lost on your alumni derby day to the Milwaukee Brewers. Oh, well. We'll take a break. Get back into the Miami Dolphins a little bit. Mike McDaniel had some thoughts this morning around Minka Fitzpatrick and his offensive line. We'll hear from the Dolphins head coach. So we got to clear out some time. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel, Miami 560 WQAM. How'd you guys like to go see Zac Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas this December? It's easy to enter our contest. All you gotta do is log on to the Odyssey app. You listen to WQAM for 1 hour each and every day. You get an entry for the hour that you listen. For more chances, listen every day, and you guys can win. You guys will receive, if you win, a round-trip airfare to Las Vegas, two tickets to see Zac Brown, and a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort, Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. It's a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zac. That's Z-A-C. Odyssey.com/Z-A-C. Special thanks to the Messina Touring Group. Dolphins practice today. Tomorrow, the pads go on at real football. Man's football. Pads go on tomorrow. Tua, he had the orange jersey today.
I would like to see it. I can't wait to hear, you know, how much different it looks.
By the way, right? Before we never got to who got into a skirmish today. And that was Kenny G, Kenneth Grant, got into it with Andrew Meyer, backup center, who has been the starting center because Aaron Brewer is not playing.
I could see it.
So
Kenny, young guy, too much.
Two young guys getting after it. Helmets apparently came off, which that's stupid.
No, it's not.
Keep the helmets on!
No. You know why? Because you don't want to punch nobody in the helmet.
Well, that's fair. So you're saying there's got to be protocol, like in hockey, you got to drop the gloves?
Yeah, and then the other thing is here's usually how the helmets come off. you know how long your reach is? When dude could grab your face mask, but you can't reach his?
You don't want to go at it like a couple of Rams just batting each other in the head?
No. No. They usually don't last long, and usually they... And usually it has to do with, you know, a lot of times, like, the young guys don't understand the pace of play because you're either trying to make the team or get your value, right? So the veterans get upset. Now, I don't understand how there could be any veteran on this offensive line that get upset that somebody being physical when your whole mantra this offseason has been be more physical.
I like Kenneth Grant starting a fight. Piss and vinegar. Let's go. Need some of that.
Yeah, them pads ain't on yet, though.
Tomorrow, round two.
One thing, hey, Vlad, I've seen a lot of guys who were super extra physical when they couldn't get hit. Soon as you could get hit, yeah.
Back off, dude.
They become a cornerback.
Hey, dude.
They become a cornerback the way they're backpedaling. You think they got Michael Jackson shoes?
Who is it, Mark Carey that played safety for Chicago?
Mark Carrier?
Is a Carrier? Not.
I think
it
so,
wasn't
right.
Mark Carrier was a wide receiver, but Carrier, there was a Carrier that played safety for Chicago. We used to practice against Chicago when, guess who was the head coach? Dave Wannstedt. So we go up to the middle of Wisconsin, nowhere, right? And we practicing against them, and you go a full practice in the morning where you do your run game.
Mark Carrier,
right. Your full game, there was also Mark Carrier that played with the Browns and he played with Tampa Bay. That was a wide receiver.
They call him the Carrier Pigeon?
No. So we would, in the mornings, you have full padded practice where you do 9-on-7, short yardage, goal line. You do that stuff where it's pretty live. In the evening, you would just go shoulder pads and helmets and you do 7-on-7. You know, one-on-one stuff like that because, you know, you didn't want nobody really hit. I ran a seam route, right? And while I'm running to catch this ball, I'm thinking to myself, whew, this has been in the air for a long time. Right. I'm shocked that I got a chance to think about this ball, but I know I got to catch it because I'm going to get hit regardless. Oh, we ain't show. Oh! And And when I tell you, it started an all-out 30-on-30 fight because Mark Carrier cleaned me out in shoulder pads and helmets running a seam route on 7-on-7. Oh, my goodness. But that's usually how fights start. Now, I would say this, and I've said it to him, right? I didn't get that mad when I turned on the TV on Sunday and he playing the same way. That means you just being you, right? I would prefer it not being in shoulder pads and helmets, but you are being consistent with who you are. I have a harder time with guys that play football tough guy with no pads, and then we get on pads and they soft as Charmin.
Rawchild says, tell KG to start a fight with the starting center. Well, he can't. He's hurt.
No.
I mean, what do you want him to do?
And is he your best offensive lineman? Why would you want Aaron Brewer to get into a fight?
Again. That's why, and you got to put things in perspective.
You don't know that it's harder to fight the backup center. I mean, because just because he's a better center doesn't mean he's a better
fighter.
Well,
because keep in mind, it may be tougher because the starting center know he got the job. The backup center don't quite know yet.
Yeah, he was an undrafted. So he fight. Wasn't he an undrafted guy from UTEP?
Oh, yeah. He's from UTEP. He from UTEP, so that means he tired of getting big ball by the big colleges?
Probably. But, so.
Those small school guys, when they get in the camp, dude, they be spatted up, mouthpiece in every day. They trying to make the team.
Yeah.
You got, you know what we call those? Landmines.
What? That's what you call them? Yeah.
Why you call them landmines? Yeah.
We call them landmines because they out there playing Sunday football and you playing camp football getting ready for Sunday.
Trying to make it a
And you got to be careful. They trying to make the team.
Yeah.
Like, so there's a different sense of urgency with them guys. And so you don't want to get one of them landmines where you out there and he figure, oh, if I hit him and everybody know he tough, everybody going to think I'm tough.
Wow.
So you got to be careful about them landmines.
That's crazy.
Oh, they out there, Vlad. They out there. You're going to hear the stories of, whoo, this undrafted guy lit somebody up. Oh, yeah. We call that old landmine.
So Cater Cohu's a landmine because he went to Texas A&M Commerce.
Oh, hey, wait. Vlad, did you ever hear the story? When Marco said, I think he won the lottery.
Marcos thought he won the lottery?
Marcos thought that Cater Cohu didn't have to make the football team because his parents won the lottery, as if they won the Powerball. And what they had won was the lottery to immigrate to America from the Cape.
I mean,
but that's Frog Boy.
I mean, in Frog Boy's, and you know, in Frog Boy's mind, that might be the lottery for them.
They won the real life lottery.
They won the real life lottery. But he really thought that the reason why Cater Cohu was not doesn't have to perform very well is because
he
won
he thought he had a safety net.
Right.
Unbelievable.
And keep wasn't Cater Cohu, was he the one that was really, really young?
No, you're thinking of Noah Igbinoghi.
I'm thinking Igbinoghi, yeah.
That's crazy.
There's a lot of different levels, and usually what the coaching staff will do, the coaching staff will like separate, like they'll go ones against ones because everybody understand what you're trying to accomplish, and then let the twos and threes go at it, and it's like yeah, I'm trying to get mine, you know. So they sometimes do a good job, but when there's injuries, one of them landmines might slip up to the starting unit because you know he called mom and them and say, I practice with the starting unit today.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, don't lose.
Yeah, don't lose. And they, oh, man. I look across there and I see an unfamiliar. That's what we call the unfamiliar.
I don't like this, dude. That's not nice.
What?
You call them landmines and the unfamiliar?
Yeah, new guy. You don't know where he would.
No. It's one thing calling him new guy. Calling him the unfamiliar is like...
Yeah, you're not familiar with his game. I ain't got a game plan on him. So I know that if I look over there and see a number that I'm not accustomed to going against, I reach down to my sock.
Put
my mouthpiece in. Tap those, get those rear straps. Make sure everything tight because you don't know.
Oh, man, an unfamiliar – one of the linebackers who's one of the unfamiliar, that guy sounds like intangibles.
Oh, dude. Hey, and ooh, goodness, because linebackers, all they care about are you hitting somebody, right?
Robert.
They don't care if you're running. They want to know, does he have some pop? Robert. Can he fill the hole? I talk about Cam and talk about getting ready for the season. You still got some things you got to go through.
He's like, Robert, look, a new one. One of the unfamiliar.
See, hey, you know what we'll say? Harold, you up, dog? Mo.
It's your rep.
We had Mo Williams.
This your rep. Yeah. You got this.
Yeah, you got this. But then, like, when it get close to the season, then we have to take all the reps. Because you only have, like, what sucks, you know, in during the regular season, everybody got to run everything. Because you don't have enough guys. They have more guys now.
Yeah, they got a lot of guys. But
when you only had, like, 53 guys, that means some of the starting offense got to run scout team, too.
Mike McDaniel spoke to the media earlier today. This was
enough time, or do we need to go to break?
I think we got time. We got time.
Okay, we got some time.
We got some time. All right. This was him on Minka Fitzpatrick getting that munion.
You know, I understand, or I really understand the individual players. You know, I'm heavily invested in each and every guy, so I get pumped anytime business happens. I get even more pumped when, you know, the specific individual doesn't talk to me, but shows me that he understands the critical factor in professional football, and that
landmine,
any, you know, all things must be justified by the football play. So whatever the contract is, whatever's going on, the most important thing is that our team is getting better at football and the focus is on that. So, you know, I'm most pumped because I think it was a situation where we're playing football. Minka was steadily learning this defense and taking command in his leadership role. And a bunch of people were like, oh, there's business going on. He got something done. I think that's the way that football teams win this league. And so I'm happy about that.
Wow. A little shade. That's maybe the way others have handled business or how they've done business in the past.
Sometimes we make that, we come to that conclusion when he may have not, he may have really.
I think it's a reasonable conclusion.
Yeah. There's been some guys. Hey, question.
Yep.
Would you give our boy a call?
Who?
From the Raiders. Christian.
Yeah, I would be down for it. I got to see what the hell's going on with him, though.
I said it.
Is he healthy?
I texted you last week.
You did. I brought it up. You broke me the news. I didn't know.
Oh.
I literally was like, what the hell is he talking about? And then soon as you texted me, I took it to Twitter. I was like one of those rare moments where I was like, huh? Yeah, I gave you a nod last week about it.
Okay. No, it wasn't about that. I was like, I thought you had answered that already.
No. Well, we did. We talked about it when it happened. It was one of those things where I don't know. See, I'm interested in like where this goes because obviously it's a weird situation.
If you want to prove your point and file a grievance,
mm-hmm.
does that grievance become easier if you're playing?
Oh, I guess. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, he's still going to get to fight over his money no matter what. Like, he can still sign with the team. Even the Patriots came out that morning and had said that they're going to look into it. He's obviously a New England guy. So, I guess the only thing that we're wondering is there more to the story and does it matter? Like, because that's obviously – because it's such a
– weird
situation for it to go down like that. So, but yeah, absolutely. Although I will say, apparently the word is that everyone, you know, the rookie's looking good, the front seven's looking good, but I'll take some Christian Wilkins on the cheapskies.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, that would be the true indication, right? If he visits three or four teams and they go, oh, you need surgery, then that means the Raiders were right. But I would say this, the injury that he has is not a simple thing.
A simple procedure?
Where the injury is. So, Vlad, I'll show you. So here, I'm going to use this as my foot, right? So here's your pinky toe, right? That fracture is up here like by the ankle. It's not the toe. It's not this. It's up here. And the only way to fix it is to screw it, right? So if it doesn't heal right, or you didn't do the necessary stuff to let it heal right, and then they feel they have to go back in and adjust it or fix it, I think that's the indication I'm getting from the Raiders. But I would say this. The Raiders have always, over the years, tried to just get out of money.
For sure.
Well, they don't have any.
We'll take a break. Get to the mixed bag. Come on up.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, welcome back. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Did you have a good weekend?
Had a great weekend.
Anything exciting? Anything that stood out? Anything that you care to share with the audience?
I guess I can say I went to a Coldplay concert.
Oh, real? You don't strike me as a Coldplay fan.
So you're not
mild for you.
Before ever going, I didn't really care too much for the band, but I was convinced to go, and I have a newfound appreciation for them.
Wow! All right, there you go. Look. Hey, congratulations to Coldplay.
They did that for me.
I'm glad that they did that for you. Let us get to the mixed bag. You guys familiar with Kenneth Grant?
Yep.
Started a fight today, or he was in a fight today. He played at Leroy Hordes College.
Yep.
Michigan. And he was explaining to reporters this weekend, Leroy, that they have a rookie show coming on up where they got to do some performances. And so this is
familiar with it.
Yep. So this is what Kenneth Grant had to say about his upcoming performance. Old Kenny G.
Oh, it's still transferring over.
Oh, transferring it over. So well, why would I do that, Bo? Why would we do that transferring? I want to let you guys know that our sister station, Kiss Country, is bringing back Stars and Strings featuring Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, and a whole lot more at Hard Rock Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, November 6th. If you guys want to win those tickets today, text the word STARS to 20357. Text STARS to 20357. Tickets are on sale now at starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. How's the transfer looking, Vlad? We good? All right, here's what Kenny G had to say on his The Rookie Show.
Yeah, I think we have a really tight-knit group, to be honest. You know, everybody's, you know, pretty much cool with each other. You know, we hang out a lot outside of the facility, along with, you know, inside the facility. We have a rookie show coming up, so we're all, like, planning and doing stuff like that. So we got a pretty tight-knit and cool group.
What's your role in the rookie talent show? Are you going to sing to the rest of the
room? Nah, we got kind of like a little skit coming up. You know, do a funny impression video, so it's going to be pretty funny.
You do impressions of teammates or veterans?
No, some of the coaches.
Yeah.
You said, huh? You said, am I going to do Mike? Yeah, for sure.
All right, give us a little something, then.
I can't. He's more of an amp guy. You know, when he comes in the team meeting, he's music blasting. You know, cranking his head.
Careful, Kenny.
Yeah. Oh, it's pretty good. I think we have a.
All right, there you go, Kenneth Grant on the Rookie Show coming on up. Wow. Sounds like Kenneth Grant is going to have some glasses and some outfit going on. Man,
doing stuff like that.
What a time to be alive. What did you do for your rookie show, Leroy? You had to sing?
We didn't have a rookie.
That was a Belichick thing. Your next year they started there, yeah?
Yeah. Oh no. You know what? They did. I was in the hospital.
With what? Concussion?
I broke my hamate in a game. And I had complications from the surgery. So I was in the hospital for a week.
Man.
I don't know. Yeah, it was crazy. I couldn't, when I came out of the surgery, you know, they check you and ask you to talk or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't breathe.
Woof.
So they had to put me back under.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they had to do a whole bunch of tests.
Yeesh.
So I was in the hospital for like 6 days, I think. So I missed rookie camp.
Man, that's rough. Well, one of the rookies that is impressing is Jonah Savainaya. Miami Dolphins playing him at left guard, which he's getting used to. Benito Jones, Dolphins nose tackle.
He says, what position did he play in college?
Right at right guard, right tackle. Played on the other side.
So
moved him to the left.
That means if they play him at left guard, that means that he's got some good feet. So that's usually the guy that does a lot of the pulling.
Well, Benito Jones, Dolphins nose tackle, he's been impressed with the rookie thus far.
A great guard. He's still young. You know, playing against like me and Zach, there's some things he got to watch for. And, you know, Brewer trying to like coach him up from a little bit from the you know, back of the line. We come talk to him. But Jonah's going to be a great guy, great athlete in his, you know, in his game. And I think, you know, when Brewer on the field with him, he can slow him down, tell him what to look for. You know, three technique spiking, look at his stance and stuff like that. Jonah don't really know it yet. I mean, he's a rookie. So, you know, I believe once he settles in and he see football, play a lot of ball, he'll know what's coming.
There you go. Benito Jones on Jonah Savainaya.
I tell you what, it's amazing. Like, they'll look at your stance and tell you what's happening. Because periodically you hear, he's light, he's light. Because, you know, he's back on his heels because he's going to pull. And you're like, when you hear that, you go, damn, they figured us out.
Jalen Phillips, he discussed his rehab.
Is there a timeline for him?
He's back. He's good. He's good to go.
Really? Oh, Okay.
Yeah, he's good to go. And then he talked about this rehab that he had with this being a lot easier than the Achilles rehab.
Like with the ACL, you're back to, well, especially with me because I didn't have a meniscus tear, you're back to like normal functional life stuff after like a week or two. So I'm walking around, traveling, doing whatever. The Achilles, I couldn't walk for like 4 months damn near, without the boot at least. So it's just a lot more tedious with the Achilles, and then coming back from it, like you got to imagine your Achilles is taking the brunt of like the whole entire force of your whole entire body. The ACL as well, but from a weight bearing standpoint, it doesn't really affect you that much. It's more of like getting back into the stability. With me, it was a contact injury, not a non-contact injury, so the stability wasn't an issue. It was just getting the patella back, getting the quad strength back. So it's been a really, you know, simple rehab, not easy, but simple. And yeah, like I said, just really grateful to be back. Like OTAs was fun, but it was kind of like a tease. Like it was just getting in seven on and stuff, which I was grateful for, but being able to get out there, team reps, knock the dust off, it's a really, you know, really good feeling.
There you go, Jalen Phillips on his rehab going well.
You know what's unfortunate about this team?
Mm-hmm.
There's a few guys that are, their contracts are up and the team never really got, you know, an indication of how good or bad they're going to be. We think Jalen Phillips is going to be a good player, but he's been in and out so much that now you're going to have to decide whether to pay him on a very small portion of what he's done to this point, you know, compared to what his contract was.
Yeah, no doubt.
The years he's played.
Yes, last year of his deal. And so you got to, you definitely have to figure that out. That's definitely going to be a big thing. But I would say you would think that's only going to be, I guess, a good problem because if he balls out this year.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, but again, still, you can't. It's hard for an organization to pay a guy based on 1 year. Sometimes you're backed into that corner, but you would rather not. So, for example, the cornerback, Cam Smith, ugh, right? Say if he goes and balls out and makes a Pro Bowl.
He won't.
Now, you stuck. But I'm just.
Sorry. I'm lashing out.
If he should go out and ball and make a Pro Bowl or something along those lines. Now you got to make a decision on a guy that for the first 2 or 3 years of his career, you couldn't even find a spot for him on the field. Now you got to pay him big money. That when you have to make a lot of those decisions, it becomes difficult. That at no point in time have you taken advantage of cheap labor.
Yeah, they had to do that with Devontae Parker.
Right. But they didn't give him a lot of money, though.
No, but they like redid his deal on the Chiefs Then he did his had a good year. Then they kind of had to pay him a little bit,
right?
So, but so, he only had like 1 year where he like really proved it had right. No injury issues.
But that's a tough. If you keep having to do that over and over again, they don't all work out.
Man, and finally, Jonah Savatinaya, Miami Dolphins guard, he revealed. Him and Tua hanging out, playing a little music together in the off season.
Oh man, that's the older bro. Tua is like an older bro of mine. You know, right when we connected, it felt like we've knew each other for a long time. And I've been hanging out at his house, you know, over the break, you know, just having our jam sessions. You know, he's got a voice. I don't know, he's got a voice. He can play every instrument. So it's been good. Yeah, it's been great. Guitar. Yeah, guitar, ukulele.
Guitar.
If he plays guitar, he plays bass as well. So.
What do you do during the jam sessions?
Piano. He has a piano there as well, so I play. I'm a piano guy. I can play a guitar as well, but piano's my main instrument.
Wow. There you go. A musical guard.
I was waiting for him to call him Oos. And by the way, why does every Polynesian or Samoan think they have a great voice?
I think Tua does have a good voice.
Eh, so did Dwayne Johnson.
I don't think he has a bad voice.
Dwayne Johnson does have a good voice. Mm. You're welcome.
I think it's a lot of it is just their history. I all learned how to play an instrument. Mm. I was like that in New Orleans.
You didn't like when
he
the
would
Rock
play
would
play the bass too.
You didn't like when the Rock would play heel and serenade a town.
Oh, it's funny when I'm listening to the words. I'm not listening to his voice. I'm just listening to the insult.
Felt like he was good enough. He was not out of tune.
You know, he's all right. he's okay, but I'm just saying, it just feels like every one of them feel like they can sing.
Remember when Tua played guitar for the Manning cast?
There you go.
You know?
They think they're very, they think they're musicians.
It's called having hobbies, Vlad. Let them be.
Listen, as long as he's on key when it comes to blocking, I don't care what he sounds like.
Exactly.
That's what I need.
I think Tua's happy that he has
you
one of his
fellow. You think Tua going to look at him and say, hey, brother. We play music together. I expect more than this. You're being a sieve right now.
Hey, Oos, I need you to block for me, Oos. I need you to block for me.
You think Tua's got a grand piano, or you think it's like a keyboard style? Like, what does Tua have in the music room?
He's got to have a grand piano.
If you're going to have a piano, it has to be a grand piano.
He said piano. He didn't say... So I'm assuming he's got a piano. Not a keyboard. Yeah.
I mean, Tua's got...
You think he has a Casio?
I mean, Tua could basically probably have like his own recording studio in his house now. You know, he's got that that QB money.
If not, I can bring him over here to I got a little room up in here.
Well, you got a keyboard, don't you?
What do you think became the first person to have a piano in their house and was just like, you know what? This is going to be part of my.
One they had a big enough house to have one.
But like, where you're like, hey, you know what? This is going to be part of my room here. It's going to be a grand piano.
No, I'm telling you, the first one that had a house big enough that needed to fill some space.
Because
if you think about everybody that has one of these huge houses,
I would think both
of them have a piano sitting in it and they don't even use it.
I think the guy that created the grand piano would have the first piano there. Don't you think, Tobin?
I don't know.
Baldwin? Is that the guy?
I don't know.
I think it's piano. I don't know.
I was going through one of these old mansions. My wife wanted to, we went to one of those intangible mansion tours. And they had a grand piano, but they also had an organ. So they had both.
Oh, my goodness.
Schmeathan says Tobin doesn't enjoy a grand piano.
Oh, my God.
He enjoys a grand slam breakfast.
Jesus, man.
Point for this guy's
like Macho Man from the top rope.
Really, he's just always, you think that he's done, but no, he comes back for more.
So you said organ.
Yeah, they had an organ.
They went to have.
Yeah, in the wall. Now, I mean, mind it was they had like their own fountains and stuff. But they, I mean, that place had the works. One of those old money mansions in Palm Beach. But I was just wondering, I was like, who was bold enough? And they had to play piano, right? Like, you can't imagine it'd be like you're just expecting a pianist to come on over to your parties and play.
Or maybe you have a child.
They do that.
Maybe you have a child.
They definitely do that.
Will you play something for us, Tua? I do say, Jonah, please. Play us something here for the party. Do-no-no-no-no-no-no.
That's what you think he's playing?
I don't know.
That's the first song that comes to mind.
Right. That's what I'm like. Of all the songs to play on the piano, that's the first song that comes to mind.
I mean, well, Beethoven,
if you play chopsticks,
yeah. Chopin or Chopin. What are we doing here?
Right.
He's Bach all of a sudden?
I don't know.
We got to start off light. What is it? Hot buns cross?
Hot cross buns. I got to feel like Jonas Savainaya. I feel like he's got to know something. If you play chopsticks, we know you're a fraud.
Poor John.
You think like maybe he got a little to was like, oh great, I play guitar. Hey, we're gonna have a jam session. He's like, damn, maybe I overstepped my piano playing prowess.
Just start playing scales. That's what I do.
Stop saying anything food associated with food. Schmita's always gonna grab you. He's gonna get you, man.
Can't stop it. Like if he's got a counterpunch for everything that I say, you know? Guy's like the Juan Manuel Marquez of twitching.
Point four.
Yes, hot buns, hot cross buns. I don't know.
Hot cross buns.
We'll take a break. When we come back, it turns out things may not be too late for Leroy Horde. That's next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.